Hamburger Helper seems to be making a comeback. There are even TV commercials again with more upscale families. As a way to stretch the food budget, Jadrian Wooten is an associate professor of economics at Virginia Tech.
Hamburger Helper came out in the 1970s because of all the inflation, completely different inflation reasons. You know, we saw another resurgence of Hamburger Helper sales during the Great Recession in like 2008 and 2009. Sort of the latest news is that Hamburger Helper sales have come back again, and they're up about 15% since the beginning of the year. So people are looking for places where they can cut back.
The Trump administration has announced it will roll back some tariffs on agricultural products.
If it wasn't causing higher prices, we would likely still see those tariffs in place. At least it's a recognition from the administration that some food items are being impacted. We'll likely see those tariffs come away. But I don't know how much of an impact that's really going to make on the individual food prices. Companies are very quick to raise prices, very slow to lower them.
So how long will this new windfall for Hamburger Helper and other budget-stretching foods last?
The only way that you're going to see this really reverse is that grocery prices and restaurant prices are going to slow down in how fast they're increasing. And then salaries, wages, and pay need to start increasing faster than 3%.
Until then, the familiar boxed pasta and sauce, just add a pound of ground beef, may become a pantry staple once again. Gene Marano, WFIR News.